Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 518. I Don't Want to Eat This Way, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. It's the middle of the week, and you know what that means. We're probably due for an inspirational quote. And actually, today's quote is a perfect complement to what I was discussing in yesterday's episode. Quote, sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. Charles Reed. Okay, now that you're in that wonderful, positive state of mind, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. I Don't Want to Eat This Way, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. I write about and sing the praises of living a healthy lifestyle, simplifying your life, and doing work that matters. But the truth is that even though the smoothie shown in this post is delicious, I hope you try it, I don't want to eat this way. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not excited to get the blender out and make a green smoothie. I don't always want to drink green juice, eat a big plate of spinach, or stay away from junk food. What I want is a stack of pancakes or a giant waffle with strawberries and whipped cream. A side of bacon and a runny egg would be great too. And before breakfast, the last thing I want to do is work out. I don't want to sweat, breathe hard, or any of that. I don't want to clean out my garage either or spend years paying off my debt. If I think about it, there isn't much I want to do until I do it. Maybe that's lazy or unmotivated, but I think it's more about natural resistance. With the exception of adrenaline junkies who like to jump off cliffs and run ultra marathons, most of us want the path of least resistance. We want all of the benefits and none of the work. So why do I do things I don't want to do? I truly believe that we should choose how we spend our time and engage in activities that bring real joy to our lives. So why do I do things I don't want to do? Luckily, with the exception of paying taxes and a few other things, I find the joy once I get started doing the things I don't want to do. I do the things I don't want to do so that I can be healthy, so I can feel energized and creative, because I'm curious, because I can keep my MS silent, because I can be open to trying new things that scare me, and because they usually turn out to be enjoyable. I also do them because once I get started, it's all I want. The first few minutes before the blender starts or before I get into my workout gear, I want to jump back in bed, make waffles, or order pizza and have a Hugh Grant movie marathon, but I know where that goes and make a choice to go another way. This goes for work too. Yes, I do work I love. My boss is great and I work with the best people, but sometimes I don't want to do things. I don't want to do accounting or administrative stuff or deal with certain parts of my work. Even when it comes to writing, there are things I don't want to do. I don't want to write the book proposal I'm working on, but I really want to write the book. so I'm doing the work. I slip and slide, eat things I really want, and skip the gym, watch movies, and drink too much wine, but I never feel really great when I do. And what I want more than anything is to feel really great, so I can embrace the best parts of my life. Maybe you think you're too busy to choose. When your life is on autopilot, making healthy choices can seem impossible. I know how it feels. I used to eat and work in my car most of the day in between appointments. Waking up any earlier to work out or finding time to create a new career felt completely out of reach. So what do you do when you're too busy to choose? You still choose. As Thomas Edison said, quote, "When you have exhausted all possibilities, remember this, you haven't," end quote. You make a choice to wake up 5 minutes earlier, work late, skip the waffles, or to simply take a break from the busy and decide what you're going to choose to do next. We are more alike than you think. So that's it. If you think I'm inclined to do the things that I do, I'm not. I wasn't born a kale lover, and I'm not naturally excited to exercise. If you want to know how I grew my blog into a successful business, or how I eat mostly fruits and vegetables, or how I stay active, it's not about motivation, determination, or skill. It's because I do things that I don't want to do. I do things that make me uncomfortable, things that I don't think I'm capable of doing, and things I don't know how to do. I wish that some of the books I've read or health and business coaches would talk more about that. We have to do things we don't want to do to be who we want to be and feel how we want to feel. And once we push through that tiny bit or really big chunk of resistance, we usually find we are doing exactly what we want. If you want to get out of your slump, simplify your life, create a new career, start a new relationship, or try something you've never done before, simply do what you don't want to do. You don't have to be inspired or motivated, and you don't have to want it right away. Just start. You just listened to the post titled, "I Don't Want to Eat This Way" by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I used to teach health education classes. The focus was often weight management. Folks would come to these classes because they want to lose weight. And to be honest, most of those folks were older than me, and that was natural because I was just out of my master's program at the time. And one of the things I would hear often, and folks would just stand up and say this in front of 40 other people and try and embarrass me, they would say, "Well, it's easy for you to maintain your weight. It's easy for you to exercise and eat right because you're young and you have time." And again, yes, they would stand up and say this in front of everybody while I'm trying to teach this class. But you know what I responded? I said, "It's not easy for me. We are very much alike, more alike than you think." I don't go down the argument of me having any less time or any more time than somebody else, because that's an argument you can never win. Someone will always say that they have more to do than you. Fine. So I leave that one alone. But what I do talk about is my motivation is no different than yours. I am also not particularly motivated to get out of bed and go push myself at the gym to the point of where I almost throw up, to then come back, shower, eat something healthy and nutritious, head to work in traffic, deal with work stress, come back, cook a healthy meal. I mean, come on, that's not motivating when you think about it. But I do it because, as Courtney mentioned, it's what I want to be. I push through and I do it because ultimately it is actually really what I want. I want to be healthy, and so I push myself. I go to work because I actually do really love my work. Not every aspect of my job, but a lot of it. But are there days when I skip workouts? Are there days when I just enjoy a pizza? Yes, absolutely. Pizza, French fries, and donuts. Those are my big three problem foods. Doesn't mean I eat them every day. So we are more alike than you think. I try not to rely on motivation because that waxes and wanes. It comes and goes. Instead, I try and build a habit, a lifestyle. And as Courtney said, I push through it. Now, really quickly before I go, if you want to show some support for our podcast, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Just come by oldpodcast.com/support to check it out. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from Good Life Zen, and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.